This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's turn our attention to our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
Good. Do you like to vote early, or are you a vote on the day of kind of guy?
You know, I think traditionally I've been a vote day of, and after I started seeing all the long lines on early voting, I said, you know what? If I don't start off at like 8 o'clock in the morning today, I may be tardy getting here in time for you guys.
Right.
Thank you, Mickey. I voted early.
Thank you very much for being here and being on time.
The lines were long at my gym this morning already. That's one of the voting stations in Plano.
I was just like, are people working out their aggression at the gym? I was like, I just know I'm going to be mad.
Well, you know, back in the day, we used to vote at, you know, sometimes at schools, right?
Oh, yeah, elementary schools.
Now we just can't have anybody walking into the school just to vote, right?
Fact. My elementary school was a polling place, I'm not going to lie. Too. I thought that was the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah, I loved it.
Because I was a nerdy kid as well. And I just thought it was so neat that people were voting at my school. Now, speaking of early voting, the early votes are in on this Mingo trade, and they are largely negative. Do you think that is fair, or do you think, hey, we can always just wait till he goes on the field and see what happens?
Well, he was pretty good at Ole Miss, wasn't he?
He was. In the pros, not so much.
Well, and who was throwing to him?
Bryce Young.
That's
number one overall pick, Mickey.
I mean,
well, I think we all agree, Bryce Young, it's not been particularly good.
I mean, last year, I mean, he was what, the second round pick, the eighth pick in the second round?
Yeah.
He had, as a rookie, 43 catches for 418 yards. So, you know, okay. You know, he didn't light it up, but that offense didn't light it up either. They had to bring in a new coach. Now, this year looked like he was off to a slow start, but you can't change 6'2", 220, right? And a 4'4", 640.
Yeah.
So there's some things there that obviously the Cowboys saw during the draft process. Now, he's not coming in here to save the day, right? That's not going to happen.
That's true.
But I think their thinking is, and, you know, stay with me here.
Okay.
While they, Mike McCarthy, you know, kind of said yesterday CD's going to play, what if he doesn't? And I don't think Brandon Cooks is ready to go either.
Mm.
So you want to trot out there with Tolbert, Kevontae Turpin, and Jalen Brooks?
Nope.
With the next guy, if there's an injury, is Flonoy. You got a little thin there. So if and, you know, what is it, 11 o'clock? So you still got 4 hours to trade deadline.
Yep.
You know, if you had your druthers, I want somebody to come in and rush the passer. Even if Micah Parsons is coming back, because DeMarcus Lawrence probably not going to be here at Thanksgiving or so. And I think that's one of the detriments to this team right now is the inability to put pressure on an opposing quarterback, especially one that is stationary as Kirk Cousins, and he had all day to throw the football. Not enough pressure. I know Lawson finally kind of got going there and had a couple sacks, but other than that, who's putting pressure on the quarterback? So, you know, okay, you gave up a fourth, you get a player and a seventh. So, and, you know, and at least you probably don't have to wait. He should be, you know, good to go almost immediately.
Yeah.
So from a depth standpoint, I think that's what they were looking at, and as more depth for next year. Because if I remember correctly, so next year Turpin will be a restricted free agent, and Brandon Cooks is on his last year, So at some point, you're going to need help at wide receiver. So I think you got to look at it as, so if you wait to next year and take a receiver in the fourth round, is it going to be better than Jonathan Mingo?
Now, I did not think about this week specifically. Like, it just, oh man, the trade deadline and make a big, bold move. I didn't think about this week in depth.
Yeah.
Going into it.
I mean, you
it
got to, yeah. And I thought about it yesterday because I was thinking, whoa, if, you know, what if? Because your top two receivers are going to be out. And then, you know, but, you know, after the game, even with, you know, CD barely finishing the game, it's like, well, what's wrong with the passing game? Well, okay, I've got some young guys out there that don't have a heck of a lot of catches. Although, you know, Tolbert, nice job there at the end. CD comes back to catch the two-point conversion. And even it was a screen pass, right, to Flannoy?
I believe that is correct.
And he looked like he knew what he was doing, running with the football. So that was encouraging. But, yeah, I just thought that whole room needed somewhat of a boost. You weren't going to find – I mean, you weren't going to find an offensive lineman to help you. I don't think. You know, they may find something. But, again, I don't know that one guy on the offensive line is going to help. And it's like, who are you benching, right? Who's that guy coming in for? You would be bringing in depth. And, you know, the little bit that Awesome Richards played, I thought he played well. I mean, it was only like three or four plays, but, you know, he didn't get beat. Let's put it that way. So
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But again, those are the two things that I thought mostly they need. The offensive line's got to play better, and the defensive line has to be able to create pressure on the quarterback.
Okay, let's go to the quarterback on the other side. What is the how are we working with the two quarterbacks the Cowboys have in the future here?
Well, I'm going to assume, and it sounds like they're going to put Dak on injured reserve.
Yep.
So that's 4 weeks. And I would imagine that, you know, his open roster spot will be taken up by Mingo. And then you got Cooper Rush that I would imagine comes in. But Jerry kind of sounded like that they could have some sort of plan for Trey Lance to, you know, go in there and, you know, I don't know, do something. Maybe quarterback draws or, you know, plan runs or something like that. But, you know, Coop came in and played well. He hadn't played that much this year at all and, you know, drove him for a touchdown. So that's encouraging. And we know what he's done in the past. But it's not like he's lit up the scoreboard, right? Because the games he won, the Cowboys defense played awfully well.
Yes.
And I don't know if we can count on this defense to hold somebody to 17 or 21 points to give him a chance to just kind of manage the game and score as much as possible. Maybe get a takeaway and a short field, God forbid. I think they start with Coop and then see where it goes from there. But you got to get Lance ready, right? Because he's one play away from having to go in and play.
Yeah, that is...
Get him ready to play, Kevin.
No, I agree with that.
And I also suggest, Mickey, this is what I've been suggesting for a while. I'd start building some packages for him, specifically for him to be able to run and do some things in like in certain situations.
I don't know if this team is
capable of actually accomplishing it, but I would try it.
Yeah, and I'm sure that as they've been going along, I'm sure they've thought of things like that. And, you know, who knows? That fourth-round pick may pay off.
This season, Kevin.
Look. That is what they need after all the complaining about the run game and everything like that. And obviously,
right.
I'm hoping he does good enough to...
Well, think about the trouble the Cowboys have had. Well, they've had trouble with everybody.
A lot of things, yeah.
Trouble they've had stopping the run against teams that have running quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Right? And now guess who's coming to town, right? So again, I think that complicates that ability to do that. And, you know, and the other thing is you have to be careful, because if you noticed what Mike Zimmer's been doing to create a pass rush, they've been putting extra guys on the line of scrimmage. They've been blitzing, you know, and that's what happened on the touchdown to Mooney. They were in zero coverage. You know, they had six guys on the line of scrimmage, and there really wasn't a safety anywhere in the picture. And when somebody gets uncovered, there's nobody to help pick it up because you're so worried about, number one, getting pressure on the opposing quarterback, number two, trying to stop the run with what you have. And, you know, if Parsons gets back, great. That's one guy, but I don't know that he single-handedly could, you know, save this defense. They need a little bit more of the cavalry coming over the hill.
I don't know if you heard, but Jerry Jones is on our radio station, Mickey.
Yes.
And he said, and he even said this, you know, Sunday night, but he said, I've seen turnarounds like this happen. I've been part of them. Can you kind of tell me, do you know what he's talking about, which ones he's kind of pointing to here?
Well,
in the hit, like, because I've been trying to go back.
He's talking about 2018. I know for one, because Dak referenced that too. But
okay,
that is when you did make the Amari Cooper trade, for what it's worth.
Yeah,
and they somewhat turned it. Well, I don't know if it was turning it around, but if I remember correctly, in 91 they were 6-5, and then went on to win out and get in the playoffs. And they were struggling because they had lost two or three games in a row, and they ended up, you know, kind of pulling it out and qualifying for the playoffs for the first time since 1985. 85, they kind of hung in there. They weren't really good. You know, it kind of reminded me of last year, because when they lost games in 85, they just got wiped out.
Yeah,
like the Bears beat them 44-0. I think Cincinnati scored 50 points on them, but they finished 10-6 and made it to the playoffs, and then got beat by the Rams again. I'm trying to remember if there was another. Well, they did kind of turn around in 2010. They went from 1-7 in the first eight to 5-3 in the second eight.
Okay.
But great. They didn't, if get that's them the anywhere bar,
other yeah. than 8-8, but yeah, it was somewhat of a turnaround.
Okay, and some of those 80s ones Jerry wasn't here for. So I wonder, was his Arkansas team, did they turn something around to go win that? I don't know. I'm just trying to figure some of that out.
They were pretty good those 2 years in a row,
okay,
I believe. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go, Kevin. I don't have the answers yet. We'll figure it out,
though. We will figure it out. All right. Appreciate the time very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right. We'll see. We still got, 3.5 hours left.
Hey, if you hear something else, give us a shout.
Absolutely.
Boom. There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com.
I think the first polls close in like 6 hours.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.